Hello, all you ladies and gentlemen in 1-2 land. Welcome to Angel with an Edge. It is October 3rd. It's noon here, high noon in Colorado. It's a beautiful, big, blue, vast, sunny fall sky day. And I sure do love fall. I love it when it gets cool. I love it when the leaves fall and you hear them rustling, and I love when it gets cool. I'm excited. So I'm Elizabeth Lindsay. I am your host today, and you are listening to Angel with an Edge here on 1-2 Radio. If you are listening to a replay or an archive, thank you so much. And you can join us in our chat room and look for my banner. And if you'd like to follow along during the replay, that would be super fun because I will be posting some links to what's going on today. If you are listening live, you can just go to 12radio.com and click on that chat button, and my producer, Aday, will let you in so you can play with us. It may take a few minutes if you've never been there before. I like to remind people it is a private chat room on a public forum, so you still want to make sure that you don't post anything that you don't want, you know, your cousins or someone else to know about, right? So, beautiful set of like-minded souls in there. And this is coming up the first Sunday of the month. And you guys who are my regular listeners know what that means. Now's my attempt to try and multitask, but I will go ahead and post to join us this Sunday because it is our Wings Up meetup, where we meet every month, and it's a lovely bunch of people. So I'm going to try and do this. I could have done this to Aday and made him post everything, but I just really didn't want to do that to him. So here you go. There's the registration link. We are having a little bit of issues on 1-2 Academy. I know Kay did last week as well. So there's that link directly if you'd like to join us. It would be lovely if you did. Let's see, I lost my place because I'm trying to multitask again. The remainder of this year has so many gifts for all of us, and I hope you'll join us. We have a guided visual journey, some lovely heart work, and it's always a great way to keep your flossome, self-full, fabulous self and connect with some amazing souls. I love them all, and I'd love to have you join us. So that is on Sunday morning through 1-2 Academy, and we would love to have you. We have got a private Facebook group where we support each other. And I just have one not-so-fabulous announcement, and then one great announcement, and then we're going to bring our guest on. So excited. So I just wanted to prepare you guys that we're going to have a big phone alert from FEMA nationally, and all your phones are going to go off at 12:18 Mountain Time, which is 11:18 Pacific Time. You know, 1-2 family, we are Pacific Time. So be prepared for that, because I don't even think if you mute your phone, it will. I've turned mine completely off so you don't have to listen to it through the airwaves and on your phone. The second announcement I wanted to let you know is exciting. There's a really good reason why Aday is my producer today, because Christy Brower, my producer, is on a very big adventure herself with her publisher right now on the East Coast. And today she has pre-launched her book, Relationships for Spiritual People, Break the Pattern of Negative Relationships and Find Your Heart Light. And it will be available for a very, very special rate of only 99 cents for only a few days. And not only will purchasing this special rate help her, It will also help her build some buzz and knock this book up in the feed, which is exactly what we want. So Adai is going to post that link and in the chat room so you guys can all show her some love and support because she's a rock star. If you can't get that link, just reach out to me on Facebook or angelwithanedge.com, and I will be happy to get it to you. I am so excited for dearest Christy, who has been a huge support and friend to me and such an asset to our 1-2 family. So bravo, Christy. I don't have applause music, or I would be playing that for you. It's really exciting. She's been on quite a journey, and just want to shed some shine on her today since she's not here on her big adventure. So today, my guest, I'm really, really, really super excited about. We are about to embark on an exciting adventure all about the unveiling of magic. Have you ever wondered about nature spirits, dragons, Merlin, or Avalon? Do you want to learn more? Why has humanity mostly disconnected from the elementals, and what caused this? And why is magic coming back in today? You guys have heard me talk a lot about the dragon energy coming in. Well, my guest today is Miss Jenny Schultz, and she is going to discuss this amazing course that she is offering about nature spirits. And you know I'm in. I am taking this class with her. I am so, so super excited. Let me tell you just a little bit about Jenny, and we're going to bring her right on, because who better to talk about her passion than herself, right? Jenny Schultz is, you may remember, she was on my show about a year ago, and she did a meditation for us, and we did readings, and she's a wonderful soul. She lives here in Colorado. Jenny Schultz is an intuitive guide and a shamanic healer. She can communicate with guides, angels, and ascended masters to help you know what needs to be done within to remember your soul and connect with your highest self. Her main role is to empower you to become the light, the walking master that you have forgotten that you are. She has one-on-one healing sessions, workshops, energy calls, and is also trained in soul retrievals to help bring home all parts of the soul that may have become lost due to the density of this incarnation. And her website, before I forget, is jennyschultz.com. I'm going to spell that for you guys. It's JennySchiltz.com. So, Jenny, welcome to my radio show. I'm so happy to have you here today.
I am so happy to be here. Yay. I was so excited when I got the message about the show. I was like, oh, this is fantastic.
Yes, it is fantastic. You're embarking on an awfully big adventure, which is up my alley. So, you know, I'd love for you, first of all, for people who don't know, what are nature spirits?
Well, these guys are the elementals. Mm-hmm. So they are the building blocks of our reality. And so they lie in a dimension that's right, like it's almost like parallel to ours, if you will. And there's pockets that they'll come through to assist with things, whether it's to work with the flowers, whether it's to communicate with us. And there's a giant push right now to get us to reconnect with nature. And what they've been doing is really getting more and more active. And you'll notice these little ones coming in, they're very in tune with nature, and they're seeing the spirits. And what it's doing is it's dragging the parents along. You know? So it's very, very interesting to me because, you know, like with the course that I'm offering, I had offered it before in the spring, and I had a parent who got interested in it because of her daughters.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was funny when you said little ones. I wasn't sure if you were talking about little humans or fairies. So
Yes. Yeah, so what's happening is these kids are coming in. They're not disconnected, thank God. And they are then saying to the parents, hey, there's more to this world here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, and this is what we're talking about, these new children coming in, because, quite frankly, they're not going to be disconnected. And the parents are going to have to start moving through. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's one of the reasons why, you know, you can go to the mall and you see in the girls' stores, there's all these unicorns and all the mythical creatures. Mm-hmm. And it's because they're returning.
Yes, they are.
Right. And these kids know. They just know.
Well, don't you think also, Jenny, that it's a lot of people are opening up more and more, so they're not shutting their children down immediately?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's like it's a beautiful concert type thing. I see where we've got these awakened adults and they're bringing in these children that are just, they'll knock your socks off. And then we've got these children who are these little awakened beings in families that are not yet, but they're... Love is so big, so big that the parents start to go, huh, what is this?
Right. So they're really cracking the parents open.
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Now, don't you realize, like I realize now when I'm wandering around in the public, which is not very often, I will admit, I don't tend to go to like malls and big public outings very often anymore. I tend to be around lilacs and mountains and nature more and more. But when I am, I tend to recognize them now, the young children. You can feel the difference, you know.
And they feel you.
Yes, I know. It's like, I can feel a little draw on the left. I'm like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I was at Target and I'm just doing my thing. And all of a sudden I hear, hi. And I look over and this little one must have been 10 months old. And it was right in my head. I was like, oh, you little telepather. And, you know, and just these eyes. And you're just
the eyes. Oh, yes. The
you're
eyes.
So here. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the differences I think you'll see is we're becoming more present. And that's why the elementals are so, so important. Because, you know, we've had this on this spiritual journey. There's so much about I want off this earth. I belong to the stars. Okay. But we're here now. So let's dig in. And when we dig into what is, we realize that we're in the middle and what is above is also below. So when we connect with the nature spirits, the fire, the earth, the air, the water, we are also then opening up to the star families. Mm. And what I'm learning is that I'm not sure they're exactly different.
Right. They've been visiting in different ways.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And when we look at, you know, the beings called the builders, these guys are the ones that do all the grids, but you can, you know, you talk to, when I work with the elemental groups and you talk to them and they say, well, they're part of us, but you talk to the star beings and they say, they're part of us. Well, there's your answer.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? It's like a web. It's like a beautiful web.
Mm-hmm. There is no separation.
And what I love about it, I mean, that's what I got in my head. I got this beautiful web with like a metallic thread and Charlotte's Web, who was one of my favorite Charlotte as a childhood character, right? And it really is this web of magic that I believe, and I'm getting ahead of myself now, but I'm so excited. But I truly believe we've always had this magic inside of us. We have just forgotten and we are waking up, and there's all different levels. And when I say levels, it's not like anyone's better than anyone, just a level of consciousness where we are all being drawn back to remembering the magic.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And there is this saying that, you know, at one point in time, there was dragons everywhere. There was magic everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then the magic died. No, the magic didn't die. It's always, always been there. Mm-hmm. What happened is we became disconnected. We went into the veils of forgetfulness. Mm-hmm. And as these veils are coming off, there are all these beings just, they're celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
They're simply celebrating.
Yeah, I have a personal theory as to why we've forgotten our magic and the wonder in this world on our beautiful green goddess Gaia, which I've shared with my listeners many times, but I'd love to hear your interpretation.
Well, you know, there's 1,000 different levels to that.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there's there the low, you know, I mean, now if we, yeah, I mean, that's really a loaded question.
Yes.
But if we look at, you know, there was a disconnect that happened very much when religion came in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, no, you cannot work in tandem with the nature spirits. And that created a huge disconnect right there.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was, you know, and so that really like sealed that veil of forgetfulness because we forgot where we came from.
And a lot of that is what's going on right now, the power and the control and trying to keep people distracted and fear-based so they don't get in touch with their own magic and essentially
exactly.
power, your yes. own personal power and your own personal truth.
Yes, absolutely.
See, we summed it up in one
paragraph. We did, exactly. It, you know, now as to the whys of it, I mean, there can be so many different theories. And I think that as we progress on this journey, I think the theories change.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And everyone's truth is different too. So
it is. And as it should be, we are literally working in our own little universe and it interacts with other people's universes. And our truth is always, always going to be our truth. And somebody else's truth is going to be theirs.
Exactly.
So
I love that. That's so spot on for me. For my truth. So I was going to say, why this course right now? But I feel like we've already answered that question.
Well,
but you tell me, why this course right now for you, Jenny?
Well, you know, the biggest thing that I had originally, you know, and I thought they were going to like shoot me. I really kind of thought a course like this would be fluff. You know, let's talk about the happy-go-lucky elementals. But then I was looking at, you know, Disney's version of a fairy and not understanding what these guys do. These guys are the keepers of the earth. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, they're the ones who keep everything running. It's like the executive assistant in the background kind of thing. And you got to keep the executive assistant happy if you want to keep everything running.
Mm.
But, you know, part of it is we all have ancient knowledge that's stored deep within our DNA. And yes, we can talk about this new earth, but there's also the truth there that we're not really going into a new earth per se. We're returning to what it was.
I love that you said that so much, Jenny, because that resonates with me so much. Coming back to who we always were, and the dragon energy is so strong right now.
It is.
I've done the shows about the dragon energy coming back to assist us earthlings at this time at clearing out so much stuff. But the truth of the matter is the dragons were here when Earth began.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I love that you said that element about, you know, this isn't fluff. This is not fairy tale. These stories come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Disney stories we're talking about, but it is the folklore that has evolved. Right.
And you can even look at how we look at the fairies now and they've been sexualized.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Exactly.
And you're going, oh my God, you've been sexualized. You've been
Barbied.
You've been exactly as if there's nothing to you, as if you have no substance.
Mm-hmm.
When the truth is, these elementals hold the original divine blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Every time you connect with them, you are literally turning a light switch on within yourself.
Mm. Yeah, you're igniting a little bit of that remembering and that power. Jenny, I'm so excited to take your class. Oh my gosh.
I'm really so excited you're going to take it with me.
So, you know, oh gosh, there's so much to cover here. There is so much to cover here. So, where do I want to go from here? Where do you want to go from here?
Let me just give you a brief overview of the course.
Yes, that's where, and I think then after the break, I think we'll go into the tools that you're providing at the end of the course, which I think is so empowering. That's like kind of the road I wanted to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start out with this course, and it's intensive. I mean, I've piled a ton of information and exercises in this course. And just like everything, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. And so we're going to start off really kind of looking at the history and then examining the disconnect. And that requires us to examine our own personal disconnect. Where are we disconnected? Where do we hold fears about actually connecting to this, what we could call the unseen realm? And then we're going to dig deep into each group. And I've broken them up by earth, you know, air, fire, water, and then the animals too, because oftentimes the, you know, you'll have the elemental creatures will work through animals to get messages to us. They're not separate. And, you know, when we talk about the dragons, often you'll see the dragons lumped into the fire element. But what I'm finding as I explore this more and more, there are earth dragons and there are wood dragons and there are fire and there are water dragons.
And hybrid dragons.
Exactly. Yep. And and the new ones that have been popping in recently are the crystal dragons.
Can we talk dragons just for a second?
Sure.
I know. You're like, you're probably going, I hope this woman's going to post something else besides dragons.
No,
when she promotes this event, which I did. I did post Avalon today and I will post the fairies tomorrow. But my dragon, I mean, for the longest time, I'm like, where's my dragon? And Erica Longton, who is one of our 1-2 advisors, she calls herself the Dragon Whisperer. She's incredible. You would love her. And she has a radio show too. And, you know, I just kind of dove into the dragons last year when I was recovering and, from a health journey to get empowered. And I just couldn't bring my dragon forward. And finally my dragon came forward. And can I tell you, it was completely not what I had expected or anticipated in any fashion. My dragon is a hybrid dragon. She is earth and fire because I'm a Sag. So, you know, I always say, you know, I got enough fire in me. But and she was like very shy and very coy and very playful, almost like Betty Boopish. And she would like come out from behind the trees and stuff and like play with me, you know, and be coy with me. And I was expecting, you know, some giant dragon that was going to be like, you know, hellfire, you know, and it just really like completely threw me off. And of course, I love my dragon so much. He's so precious to me. But that one really surprised me.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And what I'm finding is certain characters will pop in when you need certain things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, I was outside. I was working with the dragons. I was working with earth energy. I've been doing a lot of earth work lately, ley line work and water blessings. I've been all over the place this past summer.
And I probably ran into a few times. I was working with the fire dragons to help stomp out the fires and the water dragons where all the water was in the other side of the country to bring it to the fire part of the country. So literally I could have run past you, you.
Yeah, I'm sure. We probably connected somehow and didn't even realize it. And it was so funny. I'm sitting here and I'm doing this and all of a sudden it's like this little red dragon is right in front of my face. And I was like, hi. And he goes, I help you. I said, okay. He ran in through my crown, went down my entire body, popped out my root, came back up and says, I widened your energy channels. I said, thank you.
You're welcome.
And aww. He's like, and he was gone.
Aren't they amazing? Like, they're so fast.
Yeah. And I was like, wow. And I could actually tell that it helped a lot. I was able to hold more light, you know? And, you know, one thing about the dragons, they're definitely coming for people who want to assist the earth.
Yes. And I feel like that's my main mission right now because she's our mama. And we need so much to go back to that remembering and that health and that vitality. We need it so desperately. But
yes.
So does she.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's also understanding that every moment we heal ourselves, heal this earth, everything shifts. I mean, it's simply amazing the different levels to reality that we're all participating in.
Okay, well, Jenny, oh my gosh. So when we come back, we are going to share Jenny's classes. We're going to talk about the different layers, what we're going to learn, how we're going to learn to implement our own power and bring some of that magic back for us, and how we can heal things especially. So I think it's going to be really exciting.
I think so too.
Yes, and I want you guys to stay tuned. I picked Van Morrison, one of my favorite songs, which was Into the Mystic. It felt fitting for our topic today. So I hope you guys enjoy that. We'll be right back after this very short, brief break. If you have questions for Jenny, please post them in the chat room, as we're not taking calls today. We will be right back.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. And the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Hark, now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have the fear, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
All you wonderful weirdos, misfits, and fabulously flossome people. I'm Elizabeth Lindsay, and I'm an angel with an edge. It's my belief we are all awesome with flaws. I'm so excited to tell you I've got a great Wings Up meetup over at 1-2 Academy. Do you wish there was a place you could go where you could get some insights about just what the heck is going on right now, whenever right now is, with a bunch of like-minded souls who are doing their best to keep their hearts open and their wings up? Well, I've got the perfect monthly flight plan if you are ready to unlearn everything you thought you knew, especially about you. Every time we meet up, we'll talk about the energies around us and raise our vibrations. We'll learn a new spiritual tool or two, and there's not homework, just heart work. You'll leave the flock feeling more empowered and inspired. We show up, dust ourselves off,
shine up, and keep our wings up so we can be our best out there in the real world. You'll always have a safe place to land and feather your nest because each month we've got a new flight plan and all are welcome. First, you've got to get on board. You've got to take a chance and spread your wings. We're all here to learn to love ourselves through everything. Isn't it time you started with you? We gather the first Sunday of every month. We rise, we shine, and we take the time to set our intentions for ourselves and the world we are creating so we can open our hearts, fill them with gratitude, and let our light shine through. Check out the new Wings Up Meetup on 1-2 Academy and join me and the rest of the crew. We're waiting for you.
Spread your wings. You got to take a chance if you want romance and fancy things. You got to take a chance.
Hey, you guys, welcome back. That was the quickest, fastest break I've ever had. I'm talking to Jenny, and we're just going, blah, blah, blah. No, let me tell you this. Let me tell you that. Let me tell you this. So, welcome back, Jenny Schultz, who is teaching an amazing online journey adventure course, and we are going to tell you all about it. You are listening to Angel with an Edge. I'm Elizabeth Lindsay, and we are keeping our wings up and changing the way we listen to the world today with Jenny Schultz, my friend, who is an amazing human being and teacher and light warrior. I hope you don't mind me calling you that, Jenny. That's
no,
my
not at all.
Badass light warrior woman. Okay, so we left off talking about your class. So maybe we should tell people the dates.
So, yeah. So the class, I have two class times. That mm-hmm. way it's good for, you know, whether or not you're home on the day or you work. So this class starts on October 8th, and it's from 11:30 to 1 Mountain Daylight Time. That's the daytime class. The nighttime class starts on October 9th. And that goes from 5:30 to 7 Mountain Daylight Time. And this is an online interactive class. So we get together, we discuss things, we go over what you're going to play with the next week. Then you go on your own, you go through the online learning environment, you do all your exercises, you dig deep personally, and then we come back again.
Mm-hmm. So this is not just a class where you're just going to, you know, write down information and remember it. This is a class where you're actively, like I am going to be in this class, actively participating and learning at a very inner level how to empower myself and get in touch with all these things so that I can remember them and explore them.
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah. And so, you know, like when we were talking about the different modules. Module 3, we spend 2 weeks building a relationship with the elementals. And I mean, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. But it's enough to open the door so that you keep them active in your life. Mm-hmm. And then the final module, we spend 2 weeks of going, instead of it being this out here, away from me, how do I connect? It's how do I work with it in me? Most of us have a piece of all the elements. You talked about being a Sagittarius, which is fire.
Yes, fire,
sometimes
fire, fire.
Sometimes you could have too much fire. So exactly. Then you need to bring in water. You need to bring in earth. Mm-hmm. And it's how do you balance yourself? How do you work with the nature spirits to help you balance? How do you go and connect to a tree to ease all the insanity of this world? Yep. So it's not just let's get to know who these elementals are. It's no, how do I bring it home? How do I make it a part of me?
You're also going to show elements of influence, you know, from astrological signs and the tarot and yes. other modalities, I'm sure. You guys really should, when we're done or while you're listening to us, go to jennyschultz.com and check it out because it's all there in black and white to read. What I really love so much is about being guided to see which element is dominant within you in this moment and how to bring in the other elements, which is what you were just saying about achieving balance. Like if I always say I got so much fire, I don't need anymore. So I definitely have to bring in the water and the earth. Mm-hmm. And you know, Jenny, for 5 years now, I have gone outside, put my feet on the ground, blizzard, rain, sun, spring, winter, and I connect to the earth and the trees for 15 minutes. And yeah. I let everything go down into Mother Earth that I don't need anymore. And I ask that I receive, you know, the nurturing and the goodness that I do need. And that has just changed my life in a huge way because of the anxiety and the worry and the stuff that I pick up everywhere that doesn't even belong to me. It's such a wonderful passive way to do that without needing to, you know, see the Red Sea part or Om or, mm-hmm. and it's just that alone is extraordinary. And so when you talk about getting in touch with the trees, cause I do the Ho'oponopono with the trees and it resonates so much on so many levels. How much we can really do for ourselves inside of ourselves working with Mother Gaia. And I'm just so excited. I'm really personally on a personal level. I'm so excited. So I hope my 1-2 listeners, anybody who's intrigued, if you have any more questions, will reach out to Jenny or even myself. I'd love to be a part of this journey with you. I will be there. And, I just think it's going to be so heart-opening, forget eye-opening, heart-opening, mm-hmm. And we really need that as a collective.
We do. Mm-hmm. We really do. And it's so fascinating because it's like when we look at, you know, I have a 10-year-old and she, you know, we live in Colorado Springs. It's kind of getting a little crowded here, to be honest with you.
Yes, it is.
You know, she's one of the few kids in her class that, you know, goes snowboarding or goes hiking or spends a lot of time outside. Most of these kids are glued to the screen. Uh-huh. And it's so fascinating to me because I'm like, I look at these kids and most of them have anxiety. They've got some sort of tics or something. And it's like, these babies need outside. They need to go outside. They need to play. They need to ground their energies. Uh-huh. And you know, it's like almost to the point where we're at this weird space to where the disconnect is extreme.
It is extreme. So tell me, you've got a very interesting story that you shared a little bit with me when we were talking, preparing for the show about Charlie.
So Charlie is a dog that we adopted last November. And just to give a little bit of backstory, at this time, my 10-year-old, she was 9 at the time, was struggling. We were nightmares, anger like you would not believe, like explosive anger. And I'm going, I just kept asking her, what is going on? What is going on? I can handle it, Mom. And I'm like, whoa. I contacted the teacher. Teacher knew nothing. And I'm just kind of going, all right, what's going on here? And so, you know, we had talked off and on about getting a dog, but I really didn't want another dog because I already had one that was just perfect. And she kept asking, I want a dog, I want a dog. And I kept saying, well, all right, fine. And I just said to the universe, I said, all right, you're lining something up, so line it up. So then I had a dream that there was two dogs running down the street with their muzzles taped. And I'm trying to get them so I could, you know, cut this muzzle off. And this, I get one of them and he's wide-eyed and he's so scared. And I'm just like, oh my God. And so I go to cut it and I wake up and I'm crying like, oh, this was terrible. What is that? So then the next night I dream of the same dog that I had captured. And, he was at a dog park with two people and there was all sorts of toys. And I was, oh good, you have a family. And he jumps up on me and goes, no, I don't. I need Aww. One. Right. Oh right. So I wake up and my husband's in the shower and I walked in. I said, this is dream two. Here's what happened. He said, well, let's see what night three brings. Right. My poor husband, I'm going to write a book one day and it's going to be the adventures I put my husband through. And so then night.
And he's a cutie pie. I have to say, I've seen how you guys interact. He's definitely, very heart-centered and heart open and up for the picture. Sorry. I just had to give him a shout out for a good man, you know, right now. Right now, like, we need to hear good men's stories.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, a man of nothing but daughters, you know, he was perfect for it.
A saint. Oh my gosh.
Right.
But I mean, all those female hormones, especially teenagers. Wow. Yeah. Sorry.
No. People used to be like, man, he's like, I know. And then they keep bringing in more girls. It's just crazy. So third night, he was in this old abandoned warehouse. And I'm like, okay. And I just looked at him and I said, I will find you. You've got to, if this is what you want. And I made him promise. And I was like, no digging. Okay. You know, no peeing in the house. Okay. No chewing up stuff. Okay. I mean, he said okay to everything. Well, first off, he lied. Okay. So then I wake up and I told my husband, I said, we have a dog coming. And he's like, are you sure about this? I'm like, just trust me. I said, it's going to come in through the Humane Society. It's somehow, some way. I just know it will. And so then for weeks, I would just tap in. Is my dog there? Is my dog there? And the answer would always be no. And then finally one day, one of my daughters comes home and she's like, have you been on the Humane Society? I said, you know, I didn't tap in today. And as soon as I said that, it was like, your dog is there. So we start looking online, and none like totally caught my eye except this one that was just pitiful. And she's like, Mom. And I'm like, I know. All right, let's go. So we go there and we see him, and he is pitiful. I mean, aww, just hot mess. He had been on the streets in New Mexico, shipped up to Colorado, neutered. I mean, like, talk about being abducted by aliens, right? You know, it's like everything happens to him in this short time. So we get him home, and what I started noticing is that, well, first off, he became very much a guardian for my youngest. He would sleep with her, and if he wasn't sleeping directly next to her, he was on guard in the hallway. Mm. And he, you know, her emotional ability, you know, like that anger and the frustration she was holding, that started calming. And finally she opens up to me over, this was right before Thanksgiving that we got him. And by Christmas, she opens up to the fact that a boy had liked her. She had told him no. And then he told everybody that she was making fun of him for stuttering, and all the kids had started ganging up on her. So I then had to go to the school and handle that issue. But it was like Charlie, the dog, somehow calmed her down enough so she could talk about it. And so she was no more, you know, this raving child. I mean, she was mad. Mm. And the nightmare stopped. And I was thought, wow, how awesome an animal did this. Mm. Well, then my husband and the little one go running off to the mountains to go snowboarding, which those days I love because I have the house all to myself. And I get out of bed and I go out in the hallway and I see Charlie laying there. And all of a sudden, he turns into the white dragon from Neverending Story. And I was like, huh. And then he flipped into the green dragon from Pete's Dragon. Mm-hmm. And then he turned blue on me.
Wow.
And I said, you're a dragon. And I heard clearly that he was a water dragon.
Aww.
And he had come to help her fire.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah. So and your husband got a boy,
right?
In the house.
He takes him mountain biking and hiking. And my husband also, my husband's a fire sign. And so it's funny. It's like he's taken down some of my husband's intensity. And like whenever my husband's cranky or something, the dog will do something that is just hilarious and instantly snap my husband out of it. And my husband starts going into more of the childlike expression. So this dog is simply amazing. And I'm like, you're a dragon. And it was right around that time last year that that's when the dragons started coming in a whole lot. And they started working with me a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the springtime, I guess it was right before summer, in comes Merlin. And I'm like, whoa. And he's come in very, very, very strong. And so he's given me a stone. I go into journeying because I'm a natural journeyer. And all I have to do is just kind of look at the stone and I can find him wherever he's at. And it's been some of the most amazing lessons, some of the most amazing adventures that I've ever had.
Mm.
And so I posted something on Facebook about it. And this woman named Julie, who had been doing sacred journeys, contacted me and she said, I would love to work with you. She's been doing sacred journeys for 12 years, but she stopped these last 2 years partly because sometimes when we go to these sacred sites, everything is duality. Let me put it to you that way. So whatever is really good can also hold some really crappy energies.
Yep.
So she started noticing that these sacred sites were sending people for loops. And so she decided that she was going to wait until she got the right moment, that it was time to do these again. But she wanted to partner with somebody with a shaman background, with, you know, being able to say, no, we're this energy, we're just going to remove it and release it. It's gone. And to help people integrate the energies that are at these sacred sites. Mm-hmm. So in a matter of a month, we had completely worked together, planned out a trip for Avalon. It's going to be next June 15th through 23rd. And we're going to do, we'll have an hour private time in Stonehenge. We'll do Avery. We'll do Arthur's Castle and Merlin's Cave, the Glastonbury, you know, Abbey, Chalice Well, the tour,
King Arthur.
Yeah. I mean, it's the entire thing.
It's an actual physical journey she's talking about now. So this is an actual physical journey in June. Oh my gosh. It looks so incredible. And in fact, I just saw on the Smithsonian, they had one of those, it was like this, I don't know the name of the show, but like the Discovery or Secrets. And it was the journey of Avalon and King Arthur and all these things they've uncovered with archaeologists, which was incredible. I have goosebumps now.
Yeah.
I call
absolutely.
Them angel bumps.
Yeah. I know. Aren't they amazing?
Yes.
So
that's fantastic. So that's June.
It's June 15th through 23rd, so it's going to hit the full moon in June and the solstice.
Okay. So,
you know, it's not going to be just leading a group of people around the UK. This is, let's dig deep. Let's do some earth work. Let's do some real work on ourselves, and let's uncover those layers that keep us from standing in our power.
Right. Wow.
And let's use these beautiful resources we have of the, you know, the earth energies, the elementals, the nature spirits, you know, let's use them all. And I say use, but it's really a co-creation.
Right.
Because they're
incorporating
like,
them.
They're like, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Because the minute we become conscious is the minute we no longer allow what's been happening in our world.
Exactly. I love that. I love how you said that.
Necessarily that we fight against, it's that we choose different.
Exactly. There's a lot going on here, people, that we're talking about, you know, like when she started this conversation about, you know, this is not Disney fairyland. This is empowering yourself by getting in touch with some really, ancient wisdom that's there inside you and unlocking it and empowering yourself. These are for people who really are ready to embark on this adventure and want to open this up and want to do that earth work. And you are really preaching to the choir here, Jenny. There's a lot of people here listening and they so get it. They so get it. So,
well, and there's something amazing that's happening that, and the only word I have for it is harmonics. And what it is to me is that when we go to places, whether it's a sacred site or just simply climbing a mountain and falling in love with a mountain, it really doesn't matter where we go. It can be a beach. When we connect with that space and we put our energy in and we open up to the energy of that space, we then take that energy with us wherever we go. And then we bump into people and we activate them. So, you know, this is,
as I say, spread that shit around.
Exactly.
Exactly. Literally good, high vibration vibe. It can't help but thrive and be contagious. And that's what we need more than anything.
Exactly. And it's not fluffy bunny stuff.
No,
it's
it
not. It's, you know what? I see the dark.
Mm-hmm.
I see it very clearly.
And being willing to see it and do something about it. That's what a light warrior is. Not someone who keeps their head in the sand and just ignores it. This is looking at the dark and empowering yourself with the truth that you know you can do whatever you want if you embrace these principles of, you know, everything you're discussing.
Right. And I mean, I don't know. I just know what's been coming in. I need to write a good blog on it, but what's been coming in and so many are feeling is, I want to be free.
Mm. Yeah. That's what we all want, right?
Right. It's like, I want to be free of, you know, I started thinking, I just want to be free of obligation. I want to be free of this. I want to be free of that. And then I realized, you know what I really want to be free of? The belief systems that hold me down.
Yeah, literally just got rid of my shackles. Literally. Yeah. I mean, about 3 months ago, I heard him ching ching and broke the F out of the dungeon I was in. And that was it. All my ancestors, great grandfather, pacing in front of the door. I could see his feet, like, give her room, back up. She's coming out now. And you know what? That's what you're talking about. You're talking about breaking free from all of those things that you have, that festering, that frustration, that knowing that there's something more. That's exactly it. That's the journey.
Yeah. And so, and as I was really just working on this and just going, you know, there's things that I have created that have held me down. And here comes Merlin and he bangs on my wall and he goes, are you ready for a life with no walls?
Damn.
And I said, yes, I am. And I got scared.
With really, really, really big eyes.
Yeah, you say yes and then you go, oh my God, what did I just agree to?
Yeah, but it's exciting. And that's kind of what we talked about a little. And that's what I've been talking about for the last few weeks. My listeners have heard fear, trepidation, and elation and anticipation. All of those have similar feelings in our body. They raise our adrenals. They get us going. But this is really, if this is resonating with you, you can feel that anticipation and that excitement because you are hearing your inner truth going, yeah, 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 yeah. Right? That's what's happening to me.
Right. Yes. So. And it's getting significantly stronger. And it needs to be. It's like our bullshit meters need to be top notch.
Yeah.
And part of that is because we are in the process right now of collapsing timelines, but it's not just timelines, it's space timelines. So we're literally collapsing alternate worlds.
On paradigms, we are healing generations of crud and bringing back the truth. This is a massive journey. It's incredible, Jenny. I am so honored and excited to be doing this with you. I am just like every little cell in my body is like, I feel like I stuck my finger in a socket of, you know, ooey gooey goodness. I'm so excited. So gosh, we only have a few minutes left, so we have to wrap this up. Can you believe that we have?
No.
I told you it was going to go so fast, Jenny. So give us your information. How can people contact you one last time so our listeners can hear?
It's at jennyschultz.com, JennySchiltz. But I bought all the other web addresses because even my mom misspelled my last name. So
perfect.
So they all redirect. If you misspell my last name, they all redirect to me anyway. So there. And you can also email me at Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, at jennyschultz.com.
Yep. Okay,
and,
perfect.
I'm going to post some links here in the chat.
That would be awesome. And anybody can reach out to me as well. If you have any problems connecting with Jenny, you can reach out to me on angelwithanedge.com or here on Facebook. You guys all know how to find me. Really super excited to be embarking on this journey with Jenny. She's an incredible teacher. Jenny, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I loved it. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. So you guys, here's the wrap up. I want you to stay tuned for the amazing shows coming up next. Kai Greenway and The Long Road has the lovely Kathy Wesselman, and they have an excellent topic. And then Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe has a very exciting announcement. Trust me, I've considered duct taping my mouth so it didn't get out. It's so good. You do not want to miss it. And then for the wrap up today on 1-2 Radio, we've got Down the Rabbit Hole, and they have a very intriguing topic and a guest. And it's hump day on 1-2 Listen. I'll be available with great rates all day. I'd love to connect with you. And please check out Jenny Schultz and her journey if this sounded exciting to you, because I'll be there with my wings up and bells on, and my dragon will probably be with me too. So
absolutely.
Everybody keep your wings up. Thank you, Jenny. We'll
Thank
see you,
you
next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Wandering the desert, looking for somebody who is looking for me. And when you travel far enough, you will find yourself in love. And when you lie down in the night, you will sleep under the light from the stars.
Kai Greenway here, reminding you it's time to use the rest stop and stay a while, because my show, The Long Road, is on next. Thanks for listening.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be thank you.